My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited because today we have a special guest on the episode, and it's not John. Today it's my friend. I have friends. I promise. Mikaylee Lonneville. I got it.
You got it, girl. That was it. Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're actually friends, I promise. I just have never said her last name before until today. So
listen, you have no idea what I get my last name. So you killed it, girl.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever gotten?
Well, the weirdest, honestly, is probably my first name. And I've gotten like Mackley or Mickley. And I'm just like, whoa, I don't know where that came from.
Okay, because you did dance competition. So what was one of the ones that, like one of the combinations that you've gotten before when they announced you?
So it would always be like, and up next, number 42, Mackley. And my mom would be in the audience just like, no, that's not her name.
That's my daughter, Mackley.
It was interesting.
I think one time I got like Cali Hardine.
Hardine.
I've gotten Hardine. Jardinet was my favorite. Jardine was one. Hardine. Kelly. Kaylee. It would always get me like out of being really nervous.
Yeah.
So I feel like we have interesting name combos.
Wait, because what's your maiden name?
Jardine.
Oh my gosh. See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, my most common is probably Mikaela.
Mikaela.
But it's like my name, y'all, is spelled Mckaleigh. There's no Mikaela or Mackenzie. There's no Z in there. But it's fine.
Did you forget like McKelly?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I could see that one happening. Well, anyways, I'm glad you're on the podcast. Yeah. For anyone who does not know who Mikaylee is, we actually met in, I feel like that was the spring. Mm-hmm. Was that the spring?
It was so cold here. So yeah, probably the spring.
Yeah. We met because
she came to my Pilates and praise class on the beach. And I remember, backstory, I saw her and then she had her, like, you said Quay sunglasses yesterday. Oh no, you said, yeah, they're Quay, right? Okay. She had these sunglasses on that are very like the that girl, I feel like, type of sunglasses.
Oh, the New Yorker.
She walks in, she's like so trendy and like her matching set. And I literally was like, oh my goodness, I'm so intimidated by this girl right now.
No, you guys, she's so wrong. I was like terrified to even talk to her. And I'm like, no, I have to. We need to be friends. And here we are.
And you were like, oh my goodness, I love Reformer Pilates. Yeah. Do you do? And I was like, wait, I think I've met a friend.
Yeah.
So
my soul sister. Oh,
I was very intimidated by you. And I think John was too. I think we talk about this sometimes. Stop. Your sunglasses. I love them. They're very like cool girl.
They are. Though. They're, you want to know what it was? I was still the New York energy. Now I'm like more the I love everyone energy. So I probably was definitely more intimidating back then because I walked and was like, oh yeah, I'm a New Yorker. You
know. Mm-hmm. I'm a cool New Yorker. Yep. So anyways, we met through that and then it's really cool because we actually live 5 minutes apart and Mikaylee has her own podcast called Keeping It Real. Definitely go listen to it.
Keeping It Real.
It's amazing. And it's faith-based podcast and she felt the Lord really call her to it. When was that? When did you start it?
I started it on April 16th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So pretty recently.
Yeah.
Started pretty recently. And it's awesome. So we bonded over that, that we both had podcasts. And then I came on her podcast and it was really cool because after the podcast, I think we talked for like another 2 hours.
Literally.
Literally.
Because that was like our first time really like talking.
Yeah.
Like having a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I'd never like, I'd only just been like, hi.
Yeah. Like Pilates and praise just quick in and out. And like, we never really like got to know each other. So it's crazy.
Yeah. So we like also realized our testimonies were so similar. And so we're talking and then you asked me, you're like, are you looking for anyone to be a Pilates instructor? And for anyone listening who doesn't know, I am literally due to have a baby in
right now.
My actual due date's in 3 days, but she could come at any given moment of time.
Yeah, literally.
And so anyways, I've had these Pilates and praise classes happening since March and the community that's just grown through them has been truly beautiful. Like it's, I really want to talk about friendship also, because I feel like we've both experienced a lot of friendship growth just within the past year.
So much.
And like Pilates and praise is one of the things that for me, at least, like I feel like the Lord's brought a lot of friends through it.
Yeah.
Which was, I never expected that when I started doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Mikaylee was like, hey, are you looking for a Pilates instructor and to like continue this when you give birth? And also I was like wanting to open an in-person studio. So long story short, I trained her. She's amazing. And she's been teaching our Pilates and praise classes for the past few weeks.
It's been so fun. Oh my gosh. And it's just so crazy how like everything kind of like fell together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everything's just been like, I don't know. It just like fell perfectly how it was supposed to, which is all the Lord. It really is.
It's so cool. And I feel like this is also such like the beginning of it, like of a beautiful, amazing journey. So I'm very excited. 100%.
I feel like we both have had like goals of like Pilates things that like align so much with each other.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
We both want to open a Reformer Pilates studio one day. Do. So that's the goal. Stay tuned. That's the goal.
Stay tuned for our amazing Pilates Reformer studio that's going to open because the Lord is going to provide and we're going to be the coolest Pilates Reformer studio owners there is. Okay. Speaking it into existence.
Yes. Yes. Vision, baby. I actually was vision casting yesterday and I wrote down like, that's one of the, it was like, who do you want to become? Mm. And that was one of the things I wrote down is like, I want to become a Pilates studio owner of a Reformer Pilates studio. I feel like it'd be fun to have the room with Matt Pilates be like infrared or like hot Pilates.
Stop. Yes.
And then we can keep the theme of the hot garage.
Absolutely.
In the commercial space.
For any of you who don't know, Kylie's studio is in her garage and I almost passed away last week, but it's okay. I'm still here.
Hot Pilates is actually trending right now.
It is, and it's so good. And then we could do like blue lights and red lights for like this. You guys, if you don't live where we live, come soon.
As we're brainstorming our business idea on the podcast. Okay. So pause because we need to do the self-check-in.
Yes, we do.
For everyone listening, if you have never listened to the podcast, we do self-check-ins every single week. This is a time to just ground yourself, to press pause on your day if it's been really busy or on your week, and just see how you're doing, see how you're feeling. So wherever you are in the world, just take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your gorgeous, amazing body. And then take a big exhale, just letting your face relax, shoulders drop out of ears, just sigh out any stress, any mean thoughts, any fears, just let them go. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened, but just try to pinpoint why you're feeling how you're feeling. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, what is one mood booster I can add to my day? Think of this like, could be going on a little walk. It could be hanging out with friends. It could be listening to the podcast. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself. I'm trying to record this self-check-in, you guys, and I keep having to pause it because just distractions. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. You're probably listening and you have no idea it's happening, but this is what's going on behind the scenes.
That's it. We're good. Deep breath in and out. We're good.
One more time. How do I feel today? I feel scattered.
Scattered. Literally scattered.
Okay. Literally scattered. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next question. I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay. Final question. So I can actually just get through this. I feel like I just... Help. We're getting through this together.
This is so fun.
This is a very real moment. Very healthy, but human moment.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Pause for a second, you guys. Callie lives, her house is an igloo, like an actual igloo. And she keeps telling me she's sweating. And I'm over here. I should be in snow pants, Ugg boots, wool socks, and mittens and a hat. And she's sweating somehow.
I'm sweat falling down my neck. It is 67 degrees in my home.
It has to be 35.
The lowest my air conditioning can get is 65 degrees. So we're pushing it. The bill hasn't been that high, though. You'd be surprised.
Ours is, and we keep it on 75. You'd probably sweat.
I'd be like pooling. Yeah. Pools of sweat. Okay. Last question, you guys. We got this.
Yeah, you got it.
The final question of our self-check-in is, where do you want to be in your relationship with God? And I think I asked this question last week in our spiritual fall habits episode, but I want you to really think about it and maybe press pause, write it down, and just think about like, where are you at right now? And then where do you want to be with the Lord? So hang on to it. We're going to get into the episode topic now.
Honestly, this is going so well.
It's going great. I think we should never have a podcast together because I think we'd record like a 5-hour long episode.
I know, we would.
It'd be really good. It'd be a really good podcast.
Listen.
Be entertaining.
We're so good.
Okay. Okay. Mikaeli.
Yes, girl. Lay it on me.
Tell us about yourself. I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know, first of all, on like a serious note. So you got back into your faith last fall. So about a year ago.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about like how you, what?
I just realized this. This is the day that 1 year ago today that I went to church and went back into my faith. I literally like just thought about that as you said that. September 10th was the date that I went back to church.
What?
What the freaking heck? I have chills.
I have chills too.
What the heck? Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. That's actually so cool that you're recording a podcast right now.
That's so wild.
And your testimony is going to change people's lives.
Literally.
I'm so excited.
Wow. That's crazy.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, my gorgeous queen. I'm so excited to share something that I know will be a game changer for you. If you're dealing with a miserable that time of the month, feeling bloated, having cravings, or struggling with sleep, you're going to want to hear about this. Meet Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, a supplement designed to support your body's natural balance, making things like PMS, mood swings, and even menopause symptoms easier to manage. Plus, it's plant-based, gluten-free, and full of herbal adaptogens that help your body adapt to stress, something we all need. Some of my favorite core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony are the adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient I personally love is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helping with mild mood swings and supporting a healthy drive. I've heard so many incredible stories from women who say they feel like themselves again after using Hormone Harmony. Whether it's helping with sleep quality, reducing occasional bloating, or just supporting their overall well-being, it's truly making a difference for women all over the world. And here's the best part. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and there are over 17,000 glowing reviews from women who love the way it makes them feel. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using my code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and don't forget to use CALLIE for 15% off today. You're gonna love it.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Okay, so tell us about, I'm curious how, I mean, I have so many questions, but I think the first thing is, like, how did you even get the idea to go to church again?
So I have like always gone to church, like when I was younger. I always like grew up in church, like all the things. But Chase, I have a boyfriend, Chase. We've been dating for 4 years now. He like asked me for like 2 years if we could go to church, because we go to this church here. We went a couple of times when I first moved down here. Also, I'm from New York and I moved down here 4 years ago. So I moved down in 2020. And when I moved down, we started going to this church here locally. And we went like a couple of times and then we kind of like just stopped when I fell out of my faith. But he like kept asking me for like 2 years. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to go. I don't, you know, like, why would we go to church? Like, whatever. And finally, like, just something clicked. I was just, me and Chase's relationship like was kind of going downhill last summer. And finally, like, he was just like, I want to go back to church. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, let's just go. So we went and I just feel like something like clicked again. Like, like, I wasn't so much like, oh my gosh, like this is speaking to me so much, but I was just like, okay, I feel like I need to be back in church. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was just, I feel like that's like what started it. And it was literally September 10th. So a year ago.
Mm-hmm. That is actually crazy.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Were you, when you lived in New York, so you said you had gone to church before. Were you Christian when you lived in New York?
Yeah. So my family is, my whole family is Christian. My parents both went to a Christian high school. And my mom actually, my mom and dad got pregnant with me when they were in high school. And they went to a Christian school. So my mom got kicked out when she was pregnant with me. And she was 18 and my dad was 16. So my mom got kicked out of high school. And that was just like, I feel like that just kind of like ruined it for my family. Mm. If that makes sense, like the church hurt.
Yeah.
Because it was so like shamed upon, which I'm not saying that like getting pregnant before marriage is right. But also I believe that if it does happen, there has to be support in the church, especially, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then that kind of ruined church for like my experience growing up, because my mom didn't really want to go anymore. Now my mom has always believed in God. My mom has always been a Christian. She's always pointed me towards Jesus. I've always had a great relationship with him, but it was until high school when it like all the worldly things started happening in my life where I was like, okay, I want to do the partying. I want to do the drinking. I want to have the boys, like all these mm-hmm. things, that just like really ruined my faith with God. And I just got so far from it. You know what I mean? That I just like, I didn't believe that he would ever accept me for like the things that I've done. If that makes sense. I was always like, oh, he's not going to love me for the things that I've done or the wrong that I'm doing. And I was so stuck in that. You know what I mean?
Mm, I relate to that so heavily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's, in, I feel like that's just how the enemy likes to pull us away from the Lord and make us feel like we have to be this like perfect person and perform for the Lord and never mess up.
Yeah.
But like, he knows that we are not perfect and yet still loves us and wants to be close to us.
Yeah.
So, okay, going a little bit back, because I do, I mean, if you're comfy talking about this on the podcast, I know you've told me before, like a little bit more about like your dad and how that's affected you in your life.
Yeah.
So if you are comfortable sharing like kind of more about like your relationship with your dad and then how that's also affected kind of like your relationship with guys and things around that.
Absolutely. And I feel like I also want to go back. I didn't even answer your question first. You were like, did you go to, or like, did you believe in God when you lived in New York? So,
I forgot to even ask that.
I know. I like totally forgot. So I'm from Rochester, New York, which is 6 hours north of the city. I have been a dancer my whole life. And, I auditioned for the Joffrey Ballet School and went to the Joffrey Ballet School right out of high school. So I did the Joffrey Ballet School's Jazz and Contemporary Trainee Program for 2 years. And when I was in New York City is when I was 18 years old, going to clubs every single night, drinking, partying, like doing all the things. And like, I'll never forget, I think I went to church maybe like a total of like 4 times that I lived in the city. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget like going to church on a Sunday morning, like hungover. And I was just like, this is just like not right. You know, like it's just not right. Like I can't come to church and like, I just knew it. Like I can't be going to church and doing these things if like I'm still doing the things of the world. But I didn't know it back then, you know, but like I just knew this gut feeling in me, like, why are you here? You know, like, why do you don't belong here, even though I did. And for anyone who doesn't know, you know, Hillsong.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's the church I went to a couple times in New York City.
I like didn't even know they had a church in New York.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I went there. And it was just like so good. I'll never forget. Like I was like crying in the church, but like, and feeling so fulfilled by the Lord, but still so like weighed down by what I was doing. So yeah, but I did believe in him, but just not like I didn't have a relationship with him.
Yeah. But I think it's really beautiful that even though you were hungover, like you still had that experience with God. Like that just goes to show that it's like you could still encounter the Lord even when you're in the thick of your mess.
Yes. And that's when you need him the most.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, like I was with my roommate and we just like both were crying, and we both knew like what we're doing is wrong, but like we're so stuck in it, you know. It was, I don't know, but thank God I'm out of that. But going back now, sorry, to what you said. So yeah, I told you guys that my mom and dad had me when they were young. So my dad was never really a part of my childhood. Like, he was and he wasn't. It's not that I never like saw my dad or anything like that, but it was kind of more like a forced thing to like for him to like want to see me. He was young. He was 16. Like, I can't imagine. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that him not showing up as a father was right, but I'm also saying I can't imagine being 16 and understanding that, you know, or like understanding like I just had a kid.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really like a part of my childhood growing up, and me and my mom were like so close, like so close. My mom has been my best friend my whole life, and I've danced ever since I was two. So like my mom would take me to dance, my mom would do everything, but I feel like that. My mom also had like a bad relationship with her father. So I feel like from generations past, like generation to generation to generation, my mom had hurt from her dad. Then she had hurt from my dad, like what my dad's doing to me, not showing up as a father, that it just like a lot of rejection was poured on my life from like my, even from my grandma, because my grandma didn't really have a dad either.
Wow.
So it was poured down from like generations of being like, men reject you, men don't care about you, men, you know, men are just men, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was like such a heavy part of my testimony of like the feeling of rejection and like needing that attention from anyone that I could get it from. Like any guy that I could get it from, I just needed it. And I'll never forget, like high school was like the worst. I had a boyfriend for 4 years actually. Or no, we dated for 5 years in high school.
Wow, it's a long high school relationship.
Yeah, it was. We dated for a long time, but it was such a toxic relationship because I was so unwell in like myself. I was so uneasy, like, oh my gosh, he's cheating on me. Oh my gosh, he doesn't love me. Constantly needing that reassurance of like he loves me. Does he love me? Does he want to be with me? Because
coaster.
And that was like the worst times with me and my dad's relationship too in high school, because I finally was realizing like the father that he was my whole life. You know what I mean? So I finally was old enough to understand you haven't shown up for me my whole life. And then me and my dad aren't having a good relationship, which is then going on to my relationship with my boyfriend. It was a lot.
That's a lot, know? Especially to high school to process that too.
Oh my gosh. And dancing all day. And then also being in the dance world of being constantly compared and judged of what you look like, what you dance like, you know, all the things. So I feel like, and then, you know, going on after me and my first boyfriend broke up, I dated someone who cheated on me multiple times. Like,
this isn't the New York boy.
No. Well, he's from my hometown.
Wait, this is a different guy?
Yeah, this is a different guy. He was from my hometown as well, and I dated him when I lived in New York City. But he cheated on me multiple times, and that right there kind of put me at the that's what I deserve. That's all that I'm ever going to get. You know what I mean? That's all that I'm ever going to be, is just someone who cheats on me, someone who doesn't care, and someone who just comes back and says, oh, I still love you. Oh, I want to be with you. You know, all the lies that they say.
Yeah.
So that kind of reminded me of like my relationship with me and my dad. And that's why I feel like I held on to it so much, because it was like, I was relating that to my dad.
That's like what you knew. Like, that's what all you knew. From
Exactly. And like, I mean, I caught him in the act like twice.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was horrible. And like for my mom to see that you're literally falling right into the footsteps of what I did with your dad or doing those things. And it's like, that's not what my mom ever wanted for me.
Yeah. Did that put strain on your relationship with your mom at all?
It did. Because I made very bad decisions that my mom did not know about until him.
until
that boy.
Oh, wait, I feel like we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So with that boy, my mom found out a lot of things, and it crushed my mom. My mom was like crying. Oh my gosh. She was a mess. And when that relationship ended, is when I feel like I just went into the spiral where the enemy just had me in his hand. You know, he had me in his hand, and he was just like, this is it, you know, like this is all the bad things that you deserve. And that's when my drinking got bad, like really, really bad. I started doing like not drugs really, but like smoking weed, like doing those things that like I would never do, you know, like yeah. I would never do that if, for like, well, I guess I don't know if anyone knows me on here, but anyone if from home like listens, like I was a church girl. Like I was a little church girl when I was younger. I would go to the church camps. I like always said like I was gonna wait till marriage with my one boyfriend. Like we waited like 3 years, and now I used to get like wow. made fun of for it. He used to get made fun of for it, but I was like, I'm not gonna do it. And then you fall into the temptation. Mm-hmm. So it's just I was this little church girl, and then like I just put it all away. It was like none of it mattered anymore, and I just like kind of fell off. So
literally same.
Yeah. It's crazy how you do one thing, you give that enemy the foothold of something, and he runs with it.
Yeah, you know? And then he like, it's so interesting too, because it's like you give him that, and then he like, it seems like we're talking about this literally yesterday on your podcast. Yeah. I feel like about sin.
Yeah.
Like he gets you in the little door and it mm-hmm. seems like it's all good and fun. And then it's like the shame
yep.
that is fed after, like the feeling of unworthiness, especially around going to church. I think that one's huge, at least for me. I was like, I mean, I did not go to church for like 5 years.
Yeah. Same.
It was kind of the same sort of feeling of like, they're just going to judge me. Like, I don't belong here. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
That feeling.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Absolutely. And that's why I didn't go from high school until now. So 2016 to 2023. I mean, I didn't really go to church anymore. I didn't really step foot in the church. And then especially, so after my boyfriend, the one that cheated on me, after we broke up, that summer was wrecked me. I was depressed, anxious, doing everything like that I could to like go out and drink. Like, I'll never forget this. This is so wild. I've never said this. So
lay it out.
I got a cruise ship job. Well, I can never get hired by this company again, so might as well talk about it. So I got a cruise ship job, and I auditioned for a cruise ship my second year of Joffrey. After my second year of Joffrey, my plan was to move to LA. I was supposed to live in LA and like dance and everything.
LA girl.
Yeah. So I auditioned for a cruise ship. It was my very first audition. And I was like, there's no way I made that job. Like, no way. I literally did horrible. And I got an email a couple months later saying that I got the job. It was crazy. So I got invited to go to New York City for these rehearsals for the cruise ship. And they fell on a concert.
Oh no.
Yeah. They fell on a concert. So I literally told them, and this was Zac Brown Band. This concert was like the national holiday of the year in Rochester, New York, where everyone just got wasted. We got limo buses.
Wait,
like,
what year was this? Was this 2017? 2018. Oh, okay. Different year. Different year.
So 2018. So I like, I was like, there's no way I'm missing that. Mind you, I just got a bacterial infection in my throat. Like, no. I was so sick. I've never been this sick in my entire life. I couldn't move, couldn't breathe. Like, my tonsils were touching. I couldn't even, like, I literally couldn't move. I've never been that sick in my entire life. I was on antibiotics, and I was like, I'm still going to this concert while I'm on antibiotics and drinking on antibiotics. So I missed my first 2 days of rehearsal of my dream job so that I could go to this concert to get drunk. Yeah, that's how bad it was. Like, tell me that's an illness.
Priorities.
Yeah. So that's like how bad I feel like I got to was like, drinking was a priority over everything. Partying was a priority over everything because I knew that the boys I liked were there. I knew that this person I liked was there. My ex was there. He had to see me like thriving from like my relationship when like clearly I was not thriving by any means.
But like you wanted it to like look like you were thriving.
I wanted it to look like I was thriving.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So what changed for you? Because I know that you moved to Florida. And I know that you've been going, like you've been in your faith now for like a year again. Like what was the, like what, not so much like what got you to go to church, because we already talked about that, but like what like kind of got you out of this like feeling like you weren't good enough, like this rejection cycle, especially with guys.
Mm. So last summer I was with a friend group and I went to a bachelorette trip, and I'll never forget. This was like actually like a couple of days after I like went to church for the first time. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, I was on that bachelorette trip and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't be friends with these people. I can't do these things anymore. I can't do this. Like, I don't belong in this anymore. And I just feel like, I don't know what it was, probably the Lord, but like, I literally was just like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I just this isn't me. The whole bachelorette trip, like I literally left the bachelorette trip and like went and did something like by myself because I was like, I feel so out of place here. Even though it was the things that I quote unquote love to do. But I just felt so out of place. And then when I got back from that trip, I believe it was that Sunday after, they had mentioned they were doing the beach baptism again. And I've never been baptized before. Aww. And it's like something I've always wanted to do and something I always said that I wanted to get baptized with the person I was going to spend the rest of my life with. So I told Chase, like, I was like, I want to do that. Like, I want to get baptized and I want you to do it with me. And so we got baptized in the very beginning of November. And after I got baptized, I thought that like, I was going to feel amazing. Like I was going to be this new person. And I was in a very dark place. And what I think it was, and what I know that it was the enemy saying like, you're leaving me now. You're going to the Lord. You want to get closer to the Lord. I'm going to pull you back. And I just like started feeling really depressed, started going back into some sexual sin that me and Chase had like stopped doing. And I like just fell back into like depression. I had no friends because I cut all my friends off. I had no one. I literally had Chase. I was like I'm alone. No one loves me. Like no one wants to be around me. Then come January, like I everything just changed again. I was just like, I was a light. Like I started getting friends. I started meeting people. I started reading the Bible. And I just feel like everything just changed from there.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
But did you do something specifically in January that you feel like changed that for you?
I stopped with the sexual sin again. Me and Chase stopped having sex, and we decided to not do that anymore. So that was a really big change because we were like, why are we going to church every Sunday saying that we believe in the Lord and we want him to do all these blessings in our life, but we're still deciding to do this one thing that we know we shouldn't do.
And you said they kept talking about it at church and you were like,
Me and Chase would like pinch each other and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so awkward. It was so awkward. So just like stopped and we were just like, what is this serving us anymore? Yeah. Like we know that it's wrong. Why are we still doing this? And I don't know for like anyone listening, like when you're doing something that you know is wrong, but you keep doing it, like if you stop, the Lord's going to bless you in so many ways and he's going to show you his blessing. And it's not that he's not going to show you his blessing when you're doing things, but when you're convicted by something, like really give it to the Lord and pray about it and just stop, you know?
There's so much scripture talking about obedience to the Lord, and not to like freak anyone out, I literally read this. Let me see if I can actually pull it up really fast. I won't read it on the podcast. You guys can read it on your own time. This is a little lighthearted scripture.
I love it.
I was reading, it was in Deuteronomy. I think it was Deuteronomy Oh, where is this? Sorry, you guys. Where is this?
Oh my gosh, I hate when I can't remember. It's literally the worst.
It's like, where is this? Okay. Anyways, I will find it and I will put it in the show notes for you guys. And you'll be like, because I just need to ask John what scripture it is, because it's, he is the one that showed this to me. Anyways, it's a blessing of the Lord for, and if you like read the whole thing, it is literally about obedience. When you're obedient to the Lord, he blesses you. But then if you keep reading, it talks about what happens when you're not obedient. Yeah. And you guys, it's freaking terrifying. Yeah, it just it is. Like, it is such a real thing that we should fear the Lord. We should have a utmost respect for him. He's the creator of the universe. Like,
absolutely.
Not in a way of like, if I mess up at all, God is going to like destroy me and it will hate me and I can't talk to him. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But I think sometimes a lot of Christians believe that like, you can just keep on sinning and nothing's going to happen.
That is me.
He'll like literally, I think it's in the scripture. He'll like put, I mean, he'll like, the tormentor is like Satan. He will hand you over to the tormentor if we keep disobeying. I mean, cause like, it's like, what do you do if you're a parent and your kid isn't obeying? Like, you're going to punish them. You're going to discipline them.
Yeah.
So they learn. And I think that like opened my eyes a lot the other day to like, okay, if God is telling me to do something, to stop doing something, I need to listen to him because he like has a reason for it.
Well, that's so true. And I'll never forget, like, I don't remember who exactly I was talking to, but I was talking about this like before me and Chase stopped. And I was like, well, you know, the Lord still forgives us if we have sex before marriage. Like, the Lord still, he still loves us, which he does. But it's just still not right. It's not like we are called to live in pureness and holiness. And I was just reading it today in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And it's literally saying that Paul is talking and he emphasizes that our bodies are not meant for sexual immorality, but are intended to be holy and set apart for God's purposes, which is so true. And when but that also goes to your heart posture. When you're holy and you're pure and it sets you apart and it puts your heart posture to portray pureness and holiness, which ultimately makes you a better person, which ultimately makes you live a better life instead of just living this life of constant sin. When you are constantly sinning and you think that like you're doing right, but like, you feel awful afterwards, you still feel in darkness, then it means that you're sinning and you shouldn't be, you know what I mean? And to change your heart posture on that, it's, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it's just so true. Like, the pureness and the holiness, ever since like I've really tapped into that, I feel like has like really changed. And I know like you asked like, what was the one thing that really changed for me? So I've never read the Bible, like, ever. And I started reading the Bible. I can't remember what month it was. I think it might have been this March. And I was like terrified, but I did it and I read it. And so this was crazy. It was like really on my heart to read the Bible. And we were in church one day and our pastor was like, I want you guys to pick something that you're going to do this week and tell the person next to you and have them hold you accountable. And it like just came on my mind. It was like, start reading the Bible, buy a Bible. First of all, I didn't even own a Bible. Buy a Bible and start reading the Bible. And I was like,
I love that.
I was like, yeah, no way I'm telling Chase this, that I'm going to do that. I was like, no way. So we left church and I texted my friend Lily and I was like, can we do a Bible study this week? And I bought the Bible. I like bought a King James version. She's like, no, don't get that one. She's like, get the
King James version. Thou shalt not it.
And I was like, okay, I'm buying another one. Return that one. Got another Bible. And we like started a Bible study. And when you read God's word, you understand. You know what I mean? Like, who's that?
My Fabletic orders.
Wait, who is that, Ben? Is that a mailman?
The FedEx man.
Literally.
I'm so excited for that order, that package. I've been checking the mailbox every day for it.
You guys, I literally like watched her eyeballs like light up when the man came out of the window. I was like, something good must be here.
Something good's in the package.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Distraction moment.
I don't
moment.
Remember what I said. What was I saying?
King James Version.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. I bought the King James Version. I returned that. I got ESV. But I swear, just like when you read the Bible, you just understand the Lord so much more. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
for real.
It's truly like reading the Bible is just life-changing. It is. It changes your whole world. It changes your whole life. You get to understand him. And I talked about this on my podcast with Callie yesterday, but I would not have been able to start reading the Bible like alone, I feel like, but asking a friend to help me and start a Bible study with me, like someone who like she's been reading the Bible her whole life, like she understands it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like I'm gonna ask her because she knows what she's doing, and it was so helpful. And it started me in like a direction. And now I read it every single morning. I'm a part of a Bible study group. I bring my Bible to church. Like it just, we talked about this yesterday too on my podcast, but like it lays out your life. It explains like you are going to experience this, so this is how to handle it. You are going to feel this, so this is how to come to the Lord when you have this feeling. And the Lord has felt every single feeling that we've ever felt before in our lives. So who better to learn it from than someone who's already experienced it?
God literally created emotions also.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made emotions.
And he created Jesus to understand what we go through.
Yeah.
And so that he can tell us how to deal with it, or tell us how to be from that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he brought Jesus down to experience hurt, to experience pain, to experience joy, sadness, love. He's experienced all of it. It just in a different way than we do in this world. Like this world now is completely different, but he's also set us up. And that's another thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. They talk about, so basically like the chapter context is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 follows Paul's teaching that only spiritual people can understand the wisdom of God. Paul cannot fully call the Corinthian Christians spiritual people though, because they continue to live of the flesh as if they were still infants trapped in an immature condition. And I just feel like that relates so much to our world today. Like I feel like the Corinthian Christians like relate to the world now, because if you look at our world now, like everyone's living such of the worldly things, you know what I mean? We're living so much worldly things, social media, comparison, all of that. So it's, you know, everything in the Bible is set up for exactly what was supposed to happen in this world. And it all makes sense.
Where did you start in the Bible? Like for someone who is like wanting to read the Bible, what do you think was the best place to start?
The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
John, I loved. John was like one of my favorites. Luke and John were my favorites. But now that I'm into Matthew right now, with my Bible study, I feel like that's just a good foundation, because it really, I feel like, explains everything.
Yeah.
And it puts everything into perspective. I feel like the book of Matthew, like really, it just like shows like Jesus, and it shows like everything. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to start, I would start at Matthew for sure.
I feel the same way too. I think what I started doing first was I had a devotional and I would just read like the little scriptures at the top of it. And then I would read like the devotion.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of eased me into getting like refamiliarized with the Bible again.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then I think I did maybe the Gospels first.
Yeah.
But what other tips do you have for someone who's wanting to start their faith journey?
I feel like definitely going to church and finding a good church community is super important. And like, don't be scared to go into church. Don't be scared. I think something that's really important that I really relate to or really feel is that I was so afraid to be friends with Christian people. But I think surrounding yourself around Christian people and surrounding yourself around a Christian community is going to automatically pull you in that direction of your faith.
Totally.
Because you see how they are and you see how they operate in life, and it just makes you want to be like that.
Yeah, it makes you want to be better.
And you're surrounding yourself with people. My whole thing, like, I'm really, really about, like, who you hang out with is who you are. Like are going to be, you know what I mean? And I want to be around people who are inspiring me, who are lifting me up, who are doing things that are going to make me feel better, mm-hmm. you know? And that's like what I was talking about in that bachelorette trip. Like when I was around those people, like I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling like I was worthy or that I was, or like those girls even liked me. It was still like a question of like, oh, yeah. do they even want me here? Like, am I being too much? You know, I'm like, I never have that question with my friends now. I never have that like worry of like, oh, do they not like me? Do they think I was too much? Like, I don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. In my whole life, I grew up with friendships of being like, oh, do these friends like me? Do, you know, like, do I have to prove myself? And I don't have to do that anymore because when you surround yourself, so I feel like that would be like my number one tip is surround yourself around people who are strong in their faith and surround yourself around people who know more than you and who are wiser than you so that they can teach you.
Yeah.
Which is so important. I'm surrounding myself with girls who are 22 or 20 to 22. I'm 26, but they're wiser than me in their faith.
I know you're talking about. They're so like,
yeah,
that's how I felt amazing. Too. When I first met those girls, I was like, how are you 20?
I know. And it inspires me so much. And it makes me so happy because they're not doing the things that I was doing at their age.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. You know,
it goes to show too. Cause I feel like, at my church, it's really, really, really cool seeing specifically the high schoolers.
Yeah.
When they are like, I took a class in, I think it was in the spring at my church, and there was a lot of high schoolers in the class with me, and they were like 15-year-olds. It was so cool how like it just goes to show that age does not matter with the Holy Spirit. Like we would basically, so the class was called Encounter, and it was all about like how to hear the Lord's voice, a lot about like how to like prophesy over each other, things like that. It was really funny because at the beginning of the class, before it would start, you'd hear these like 15-year-olds, they sounded like 15-year-olds, things they were talking about.
Yeah.
And then they would open their mouths and say things about things the Lord showed them, or they'd pray over someone and you'd just be like,
what?
They'd be like, I have a word for you. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have the Holy Spirit, I mean, age is not, there's no,
it doesn't benchmark. And you want to know what? Those girls who are 22 and 20 are the best friends that I've ever had in my life. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't, and they would do anything for me and they would be there for me through anything. So I think that is so important. And like, don't be afraid to read the Bible. Like, just don't be afraid. Just do it. You know, you never know how it'll speak to you, but also don't just jump into it. You have to pray, hey God, like, what do you have to say to me? Like, help me understand this. Like, help me get it. My hack is reading. I have an ESV Bible. I go on the Bible app and then I change that chapter to NLT. Then I read that chapter in NLT. Mm-hmm. NLT version. What is it? New language.
Is it New Living Translation? New
Living Translation.
I think.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And then I read it in that. And then if I don't understand something, I'll just like go to Google and just be like, give me the outline of this chapter.
Yeah.
It just explains it. But yeah, I think those would be my tips. Surround yourself by good people, good Christian people. Find a church that you can connect with, even if it means going to a couple different churches and finding what you like the most, and then reading the Bible, I feel like. And also, this is what, oh my gosh, I totally left this out. When I started in my faith again, oh my, I can't believe I left this out. This is like such an important part. I was sitting at Chase's parents' house and I was like, I just feel so unfulfilled. Nothing in my life. I'm not fulfilled by anything. I want to move. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to keep dancing. I want to do this. Like just wanting all these things.
Yeah.
And his sister's 20, again, younger than me, but like, so she's so wise and like just so knowledgeable in things. And she gave me this book. It was called Who Are You Following by Sadie Robertson.
I love it. Yes.
And she had all of her notes in it from when she read it. She's like, just ignore my notes, but I want you to read this. That book changed my life.
It's such a good book.
It's such a good book. And then I found out that she had a podcast. So I also did the 75 Hard program my gosh, I think it was like 2 years. And I would listen to the guy, his name is Andy Frisella. I would listen to him every single day. And he is very tough, like very, very, the 75 Hard program is about mental toughness. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what he's about. It's about like, you're not doing this good enough. Like, and he's amazing. I'm so thankful for him and I'm so thankful for the program. I'm so thankful for his podcast. It got me to where I am today. So I'm not discrediting him because he's a wonderful, wonderful man and he's amazing and he's so successful and knowledgeable, but it was too tough for what I needed in my moment of, in my season of life.
Yeah.
So I stopped listening to him and I started listening to Sadie Robertson's podcast. And I was just like, remember being like, I want that. Like I want that feeling that like she has. And I related to everything that she talked about, all the guests that she had on, like everything. I listened to everything for months.
I listened to her podcast the other day. It was like so good.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. And I was just like, that like changed my world. So that is my other tip is if you're listening to a podcast right now that fulfills you in the moment, but doesn't fulfill you afterwards, then stop listening to it. Because if something is fulfilling you in the moment and it doesn't continue to fulfill you, then it's not working. Mm-hmm. When I listen to podcasts that are Christian-based, that are faith-based, I feel fulfilled for the rest of, I don't know, like the week. So I can't encourage that enough.
Yeah.
Sadie Robertson, Madison Pruitt, Girls Gone Bible, we're healthy going, but human, this podcast,
keeping it real,
like just find a faith-based podcast.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good advice. I think that helped me a lot too. When I got back into my faith was I was listening to Happy and Healthy with Janine Amapola. I was listening to Sadie Robertson and I remember, like God speaks through people also. Yes. He totally spoke to me a lot through podcasts I'd listened to. Like, this is an example of how the Lord can speak, and maybe you've never noticed it before, but have you ever just been listening to a podcast or even reading a devotional or reading a book or even just talking to a friend and they say something and it's like, there's no way they know that I'm going through that right now. Like there's no way that's coincidence. Like that's exactly what I needed to hear. So to a T, like that's the Lord. He speaks through people.
100%. Because that was when I was like, okay, I can be in my faith because these people have gone through every single thing that I've gone through in my life.
Yeah.
So like if they're where they are, then why can't I be where they are? You know? So yeah, it's wild. And also like speaking of speaking through people. So something that's crazy about my podcast. So my friend, it was April 16th of 2023, actually. She like felt the Lord like speak some things about me to her and just like basically like saying, you know, like you're dancing provocatively, you're not using your talent for like what the Lord gave you. You're just doing these things that like you shouldn't be doing. Like follow the Lord. Like follow him and like start like just going towards him. And at that point I was like, yeah, she's crazy. Like, what is she talking about? Like, whatever.
It could be hard to hear.
It could be hard to
hear. I'd probably cry.
Especially when, I did. I was literally a disaster. Especially when you're not in your faith and you don't understand what that means when like someone speaks to you. And when you don't understand like how the Lord can speak through people. So it kind of just like threw me for a loop. Anyways, long story short, I was supposed to start my podcast on April 1st, 2024. I did not start my podcast until April 16th, 2024, which was the day that the Lord spoke to her a year later about me.
That's wild.
Isn't that just insane? And everything that like he spoke to her about me was literally what my first episode was about.
And you weren't going to have a Christian podcast.
No, and it wasn't going to be a Christian podcast. And it was supposed to be with me and Chase. And I didn't even realize that it was the same date until like a week or two later.
That's so cool.
It's crazy.
He does. I feel like he speaks to you through dates. Because even like the fact that today is the like 1 year of you going back to church.
Yeah.
Like that's really cool. I feel like it sounds like he gets your attention a lot through numbers. Because you were even saying earlier, like the whole three.
That's so true.
Seeing things three times. Like
that's so true.
God can speak to us through numbers. I will say though, because this is a total side note. Angel numbers are demonic. They're not. It's different. Like, if I listened to it on actually Girls Gone Bible, and it was really cool because, so I used to be into astrology. I used to be all into the little angel numbers. I would like take the photos of like 11, 11, all the things. I look up what they meant, all that stuff. And I didn't, I've like had people ask me before about angel numbers, and I wasn't totally sure about that. But the thing that it brought me a lot of clarity when I listened to this episode on Girls Gone Bible with Stephanie Ike, like such a good episode, you guys. She talked about how like angel numbers, it's so Satan was an angel in heaven. Mm-hmm. He fell and now he is on the earth. And so he likes to pervert a lot of the things the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And so he likes to disguise himself as good and disguise himself as like, this is good or whatever. So angel numbers specifically, what's interesting about them is they are, people put their faith almost in angels. Mm. It's like, they're just putting their faith in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm not explaining. I'm like, the way she explained it, it just, guys, listen to the episode, please. Like, it, I genuinely.
No, that makes sense, though.
It's the way she explained it, it clicked in my brain. I was like, oh, and the issue is that they can lead people astray. Mm. Like, even this is a just a total different episode, honestly, that I should probably record soon. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I just like need to like learn more about it because I've been wanting to do like a whole like astrology versus Christianity, like whatever. Because like I used to had so many questions about it.
That would be so good.
It'd be so interesting. Yeah. But for example, like if you look at like a psychic, so they're telling you stuff about your future. Well, one of the gifts from the Holy Spirit we have is prophecy, which is literally the Lord telling us things are going to happen in the future. We can speak over each other. They're usually things that are, they can be like words of encouragement, warnings, different things.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I had, when I was in astrology into that, I had a, like, it wasn't a psychic, but it was like a, is it called like a pendulum or something? Told me like, I asked a question about my future and lo and behold, it didn't happen. It was wrong. It was about like, am I going to end up with this person that I was dating? Yeah. And it was like, yeah. And you know, what's so interesting, you guys, is that had I ended up with that person and like listened to that and held it on so tightly, that person was agnostic, not in their faith at all. Wow. I would not have given John a chance. Who's my now husband. When we started dating, that's when we got back into our faith. So if you think about it, like this enemy like wanted so badly for me to stay in that relationship and not do. That's so true. I think about this all the time. Like if I had been like, oh, but like the thing told me. Anyways, I got a whole side tangent. I just went on.
No, about. So good. That's it's so good.
Really wild. But I just thought about the numbers, how he speaks to you through numbers. So but yeah,
being
guys.
Be careful how he speaks to you in numbers.
Right. Yeah, be careful.
Like what you're saying.
Yeah, because angel numbers, that's where people get confused. It's literally not from the Lord. No. That's different.
No, and I listened to this on Maddie Pruitt's podcast with her mom and the, like the whole, which is crazy that this came up today, but she was saying like, when the Lord puts something in front of you twice, listen to it. But when he puts something in front of you three times, then really like listen to it. Because also like, I think like three is like a really powerful number with the Lord.
Yeah. Trinity.
Yeah.
Also I think seven is seven. Another one.
Yeah. So, she was just saying that, which was crazy, like about 1 Corinthians chapter 3, how it's come up and it's a 3 and it's like in 3. I don't know. It's just been crazy how it came up today and yesterday and then again. But yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's also just crazy how once I started reading the Bible and like really letting him in, he's been like guiding me more and speaking to me more and helping me understand him more. So just like letting him in and submitting things in, giving it to him, you know, and stop trying to take control of everything.
Yes.
That's something that I like really, really do is I try to take control of everything and it doesn't work out. And it's like, why would I even want to be in control of it? It's not going to go right.
It's like, God, help.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. I think like also along the lines of letting God in, this is something that he just revealed to me this morning. I was experiencing fear around when am I going to give birth? I think that's a common thing a lot of women experience with like, I want to have a natural birth. And around like 40-ish weeks, the conversation starts about getting induced. And my mom was induced for both me and my sister, and we came out great.
Yeah.
So I know the Lord will protect regardless. Like he's protecting. If you're listening, you're pregnant and like you're getting a C-section or getting induced, like God's still going to protect you and your baby, which is super cool. Just give it to him. But the thing is, like, I started having some fears around that of, like, all just a lot of different things. So it was really cool because I opened up this devotional that I've read literally one time. I just got it. My friend just got it for me for my birthday. And I opened it. The page was bookmarked, like, in the middle of the book. And the verse was literally about, like, do not fear. It was like, pray to God or something. He hears you. Anyways, the verse was exactly what I needed. And then get this. The devotional was straight up about this lady who was having fear in her pregnancy.
So wild.
It was just like, it was one of those moments where, like, it was literally everything that I was experiencing. And the whole thing was about, like, give your fears to God, let him in. And it's so, I feel so close to God when I just tell him the truth and I don't try to pretend I'm perfect. I don't try to act like I have everything together. Like, the amount of times I've been in my shower just sobbing my eyes out, just like crying out to the Lord and being like, I need you, God. Like, I'm hurting. And just, it's like that. Just, I feel like he speaks because he hears our cries. He cares about us. He cares about you. Even if you're in the thick of just, you're doing everything that you know isn't right. Like, he still is, he still hears you. He loves you. He's not going to be like, oh, sorry. Yeah, like, sorry, you're not good enough for me.
No, never.
No.
You want to know what else I think is so important? And I've heard this so much, in church and everything and in podcasts too, but, like, finding someone that you can also confess to.
Confession's so powerful.
That is so powerful.
Oh my goodness.
Because I think about the time that I told you. So I'm headed to Italy here in a couple of weeks. And I booked the trip, I don't know, months ago. And ever since I booked the tickets, I've had major fears about this trip. Fears that I've never had in my life, like fears like no other, that just, like, aren't normally how I would think. I love traveling. For those of you who don't know, I worked on a cruise ship for 2 years, traveled the world. Like, I don't get nervous of traveling. And I was so nervous and I didn't tell anyone about it. And I held on to these fears for months. And then I told you about it.
Was that the first person you told about it?
You were the first person.
Oh.
And ever since I told you about it, like, I just, like, all of a sudden got this, like, wave of, like, peace over me. And, like, I just started praying and, like, asking the Lord and, like, really talking to him about it. And I've had no fears anymore since it.
It's so cool.
And it's just, like, confession of, like, even if it's something like a fear, like, you have to confess it. You can't leave it built up. Like, even say you're listening to this and you're not religious or you don't believe in God. Like, think about when you have a fight with someone and you just keep it built up inside of you. How much, like, builds up and how many thoughts, how many stories in your head, like, what are you creating constantly, like, in your body, in your mind from something that you got an argument with someone about? Like, think about that with, like, something that you want to confess, like, to the Lord. Like, you're just building things up when if you just confess it, you're going to feel so much better.
Yeah. It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you have to find, now don't just confess to anyone. Don't just confess to someone random that isn't going to give you godly advice or isn't going to give you good advice.
Or
you
someone
have
you
to have, what, go ahead.
Or someone like you don't know you can trust.
Right. Or someone you don't know you can trust. Like, that was my thing. I always looked for people who were going to, this is something that, like, I did a personal development course and this is something that I love that is so, has helped me through my life, but it's all about it's like a frequency thing that they talked about. I don't really know if this is necessarily like a Christian thing, but it's a helpful thing and it also kind of relates, but basically what they were saying is we try to get people to our same level. So say, like, I'm sad or I'm mad at someone and I ask you for advice. I want you to be on my side to tell me everything that I'm doing right and everything that is wrong with the other person because it makes me feel better.
Yeah,
it it makes me like, okay, this is right. Like, what I'm doing is right. I'm right. That person's wrong. You really want people in your life that are actually going to put you in your place and say, no, what you're doing is wrong. Where are you showing up? How are you showing up in life? How are you showing up for that person?
That's
or
so
to
true.
That person, you know? So finding that accountability partner to also hold you accountable, and not getting people to the same frequency that you're on. It's all about like a frequency. If you get someone, if you're up here in this like high frequency and you're mad and you're angry, ultimately you want to get someone up to match your frequency because it makes you feel better. But when someone's mad and their frequencies are up there, but you stay down in a calm state, getting them to your calm level is ultimately what you want to do.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I definitely like that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's also one of those things where like I've had in my own life. Okay. Like I think a lot of people can probably relate to this. When you first start dating a guy or start talking to a guy and you ask your friends and you're like, so what do you think about him? And they're like, oh my goodness, I love him.
Yeah.
And then 6 months goes down the line and he breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And your friends go, I never liked him. Yeah. I always had a bad feeling about him. And you're like,
why? Yeah.
Where were you?
Seriously.
It's so important to have friends in your circle who will tell you the hard truth, even if you don't want to hear it.
You have to. And also be that friend.
Yes.
Be that friend.
Maybe it'll like make your friend not like you for a week.
But at least
it's worth it.
At least you gave them the good advice. So I went to a new church last week and the quote was Christ Fellowship.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Fellowship. And it was, so they're doing a series right now about relationships. So last week was friendship, today, tonight is dating. But it's, they said a quote, be the friend that you're looking for in a friend. I think that was the quote.
Yeah.
Be the friend that you're looking for in a friend.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
So like if I'm looking for someone who's going to hold me accountable, who's going to work out with me, who's going to do these things, who's going to read their Bible with me, who's going to go to church with me, who's going to love the Lord, be that friend too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Ultimately be that friend. Because that's who you're going to attract. That's who you're going to want to bring. What kind of friends do you want? What kind of people do you want? What kind of boyfriend do you want? What kind of girlfriend do you want? Be that, you know?
I love that.
So I think that that's something also.
Okay. That's going to lead me into like my final question for you is, talking about friends, we both experienced in the past year getting a community in our area, which I didn't. I kind of always was the girl that had like a bunch of just individual friends.
Yeah.
Not even a bunch, just a couple.
Yeah.
I feel like my last time I had a friend group was in like high school. And when I moved here last year on my birthday, this is a story that definitely I have not shared, is like, it was so sad.
I love stories that you don't share.
It was so sad. Don't pity me. I won't pity myself. It was my birthday.
Oh no. I've never heard this.
And I had invited like, I don't know how many people. And literally, you guys, the day of, like every single person canceled.
Wow.
Except for two of my friends.
Wow.
And I was fully having like everyone over for games. I was like, had all the food, all the things. And literally I felt really embarrassed. One.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't feel worthy.
Yep.
Of having friends. I was like, why am I just like not like good enough or whatever? Yeah. Anyways, it was a really, it was like the whole night I was trying not to cry because it was just kind of like, oh my goodness, like all my friends like canceled on my birthday and it sucked. Genuinely, really, really sucked.
Absolutely.
And so I remember the people that showed up, funny story, they're literally still in my life today. One of them got in a car accident on the same day as my birthday and still came.
Wow.
Car accident.
That's crazy.
That's like, what? Like, I would never expect someone to come after they got in a car accident.
No.
Anyway, she was like, so like, didn't even bring it up, whatever. It was, so those two people are still in my life today. And then every other person, except for maybe one, I don't even know who I invited because those people like aren't in my life.
Yeah.
But the whole thing I was going to say about like friendship is that for the past year, I was like, after that happened, I was like, okay, I mean, who are my people? Like, I just wanted friends so badly. So bad. I wanted to feel worthy of having good friends. I wanted to feel like my friends, like I didn't have to be this like perfect human and have friends. Cause another thing, sometimes I like, this is like, in the past, but I would, when I was drinking a lot, it would cause me to feel really anxious and I would get really upset when I was out and I would be that friend that would just like leave and I'd kind of like bring the whole group down.
Yeah.
And my friends, like I have a couple of them who are still my friends today, but I think a lot of them just kind of stopped being my friend. And I just like, it was hard because I just felt like, yes, like that was obviously not a fun friend to be friends with.
Right.
But it was like, I didn't feel like my friends were really there for me in the low moments when I was like struggling a lot with my mental health and stuff. So long story short, I didn't feel like very worthy of friends, but the past year I've been praying for friends and
it's so crazy.
It's like really beautiful. Cause I feel like the same timing, we both just like have had the Lord bring so many amazing people into our lives. People who are like there in our high moments and our low moments and like talk about real things.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But also we've put ourselves out there.
That's true.
Which I think is like such a strong, powerful thing is the enemy will keep you in your same place and he will keep you divided and alone, and he will keep you away from surrounding yourself by people because that's where he thrives and tells you the lies the most.
Especially those feelings about unworthiness of friends.
Yes.
That's like a biggest lie he tells us because he wants you to feel like you're not good enough to even go out and make friends. Right. Yeah.
And I think like putting yourself out there, you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out in uncomfortable positions. If you're uncomfortable to go do something, and you do it, you're gonna grow a community. Even if those aren't your friends, but you're still growing and doing that. I think that that's something like, you know, I just feel like you have to put yourself out there though too, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the thing with like, I think in Christianity, a lot of people get really disempowered. I think they get stuck in the whole, I'm praying for it, why is nothing happening? But the thing is like, faith takes action.
Absolutely.
We have free will. Like nothing's going to happen if nothing happens. If you're praying,
100%.
If you're praying for friendship, but you're hiding in your house.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lord is going to have like 10 friends knock on your door one day.
Absolutely.
Like you have to take steps out and you have to just like be bold. And I think surrendering to God and being like, Lord, close the doors if they're not right for me, but not getting stuck in that like waiting period of, I don't want to make the wrong move with God.
And also if you are in a friend group right now and you know that it's not working out, but you're still just staying in that friend group, then the Lord's not going to bless you with better friends.
That's true.
Because you're still staying in that friend group that's not serving you. And I know that was like what I was scared about was cutting off like friends or taking people out of my life and not having anyone. And I didn't have anyone for a long time, but now I am very specific with the people I surround myself with. Because if I'm surrounding myself with people who are going to bring me back into my sin, then how is that serving me in my life? It's not. So really having and being strict and cautious of who you surround yourself with, but also giving yourself the grace of if there are people that could bring you back into your darkness, like being the light in their life too.
Yeah, it's so true.
So it's like having grace for both, but also being specific on who you hang out with. Because if you're hanging out with the people who are just going to do the things that you're trying to get out of, it's not going to work, you know?
Even like, how close are you letting them get to you? I think that's really important, is like, you can keep friends an arm's distance away and still be friends with them.
Absolutely.
I have friends who are non-believers and I love them so much. But like, certain things in my life, I go to my friends who I know are really pursuing the Lord every single day and are going to give me wisdom that's from God. Mm. So it's like, you can have kind of different like level, not love, I don't like that word, but different closeness is of your friends. And that's, if anyone needs a good book for friendship, Find Your People by Jenny Allen is incredible.
Okay. I'll have to read that.
It talks all about that, about like having like your close inner circle of people are the people who like really inspire you, who you share, you open up to your whole life to basically. Yeah. But then there are other friends who maybe you don't share all of the nitty gritty about like the fight you got in with your boyfriend and what he did. Like those are friends that might be like, dump him, cut him out, you know, when maybe you did something in the fight that also, whatever, like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So I think that's a really good book that helped me think about friends as well.
And I think just not being afraid to, it's hard, and I'm not saying it's easy to not be friends with people who you've been friends with for so long, but if it's not working out and you know that it's not working out anymore and you know that it's not serving you, I think like just distancing yourself or having that hard conversation of, hey, this isn't working anymore. I still love you. I'm still here for you, but I just don't think I can be as close with you anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think like when I stopped being friends with my group, I did it right. I just kind of cut them off and never talked to them again. I'm not recommending that, but I also like feel like that's what I had to do in my season that I was in.
Yeah.
And the friends that I have now are friends that I've prayed for my entire life, because I was always, again, trying to prove myself, trying to prove who I was, because it came from my childhood with all my friends throughout high school, throughout middle school, throughout my training, like at Joffrey, like I was always trying to prove myself of like, oh, I'm the funnest person. I'm the coolest person. I can party the hardest. And it's like, what am I trying to prove? You know, I really don't know what I'm trying to prove here, but I was so lost in my own self and so unfulfilled with myself and with the worldly things that I was just lost. So just really trying to like figure out who you are, build your foundation on the Lord, build your foundation with Him. And then from there, like, you'll see all the friends that come in your life. So
yeah, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. And not being afraid that you might lose friends, and it's okay.
Yeah. Friends come and go.
Yeah.
I had one thought really fast just about friendship. And this is a question that I think is really helpful, especially if you're in college. I think in college, this is a really good perspective question, especially if you're rushing in a sorority or whatever, is asking yourself, are these people I want in my life 10 years down the line?
Mm.
Like, popularity is such, that desire for popularity is so real. Mm. I've been there, especially I mentioned sorority because I wanted to be in the top house so bad, like most girls do. Yeah. We want to be popular.
Yeah.
But ultimately it's like, get real. Who do you really want in your circle? Who do you want around your kids? Who do you want to be in your life when you're married, when you're no longer in the college scene or like, whatever. I think that is a really good perspective to have when you decide who do you want to be close to right now in your life.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's really so true.
Really helpful.
Yeah. But,
okay. Before we close, I love how long this episode is. Amazing. It's a good episode. It like pop off.
It's so good. I'm so happy.
Okay. My final question for you. I was going to ask at the beginning, but I forgot to ask, is what are five fall essentials that what are five fall essentials that you love in your life?
Okay, these are gonna be so fun. A fall blanket. Ooh. You have to have a fall blanket.
Do you like quilts?
I don't know. Maybe.
I have to show you a quilt that someone made for our baby.
I need to see it.
It's so cute.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I had a quilt.
I kind of want a quilt, like get into quilting.
Yeah. Ooh.
Maybe it's a fun like fall activity.
That would be. I feel like I love fall because like, I don't know, I feel like it just reminds me of home, like coziness. Okay. Fall blanket, a fall candle, a pumpkin spice coffee. You have to.
You gotta. Two more.
Two more. gosh. I feel like you have to get a pumpkin.
Do you carve your pumpkin?
No, I'm so bad. I don't have the patience anymore.
I think I carved a pumpkin once and then it just smelled terrible.
Yeah.
Like rotted.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have one more. Pumpkin bread. You gotta make pumpkin bread. Yes. Like anything pumpkin, I love pumpkin. I love pumpkin so much.
I eat the Starbucks pumpkin loaf all year round.
I never had that.
It's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try it.
It's probably not as good as like your pumpkin loaf homemade version.
No. Mm.
She, if you don't know this about Mikaylee, which you may probably don't know, but she's like incredible at making sourdough and she made
life.
You made the, what's the cinnamon one you made? It was like a cinnamon roll. So good.
It was a honey butter sugar cinnamon sourdough and it was unbelievable.
I like think about it. It's every
unreal.
Week
unreal. I just had one more that I had to say.
Oh
my gosh,
a bonus.
It was a bonus. I can't remember. Oh, like a fall like tortellini soup.
Ooh,
those are like my favorite.
Do you have a recipe?
Yeah, I do.
I want to make it.
We'll have to link it in the show notes.
Like in the show notes. Send it to me.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Those are like the best, like a warm meal on a cold day, even though it doesn't like get cold here. But for us Floridians, like 60 degrees is literally freezing. So
my house feels like it's the tundra.
You guys, her windows are all fogged because it's so cold in here. I'm literally over here. Like
I'm like the perfect temperature now. Now that it's been raining and the sun's gone, I'm like,
my toes have frostbite.
You know, I have frostbite.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
From the house. Just
probably.
Kidding.
I'm
just kidding. No, I actually do though.
Oh my goodness.
It's on my face.
Really?
It's from Canada. I don't know which side it is on. It's like brown. Do you see it? Is it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It looks like I have fake tanner on my face. It's from first grade in Canada. Canada.
Listen, I can attest to that from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, you're up there. Mm-hmm. You're up there, girl. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom. Yeah, is there anything else like you want to say before we call it?
Yeah. Just give your life to the Lord, y'all. Honestly, it changes your life. Like follow him, read about him, learn about him, know about him. Especially now in these days, I feel like right now is when we feel so unfulfilled the most because we have social media and we have so much comparison. Just follow him and you'll be so fulfilled. I'm not saying that it's your life's going to be perfect. I'm not saying that your life's going to be easy by any means. But it truly changes your life and it makes you a better person and a better human. And he's all things good. And especially right now, like we have no idea when he's going to come. It could be soon. It could, you know, so just give your life to him, learn about him because when he comes, like heaven is perfect and there's none of what's going on in the world right now. So I can't imagine living in a world that's perfect, but I know when he comes, like we will be. So if there's anything I could like really just encourage is to really find an intimate relationship with the Lord and just get so close to him and he will provide everything that you need and more. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you already have before, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh, you've already done that, but you've been like on the outskirts with God. If you do anything this fall, literally anything, just get back in your faith. Like just go to church, talk to God, just say a little prayer, like something. I think the fall is cozy, amazing, but let's be real. Winter can be really gloomy and really sad, especially up north when it's not sunny and it's just rainy and snowy every day. Mm-hmm. Like seasonal depression. I experienced it when I lived in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
it can be so hard. Yeah. It can be so hard. So it's like literally just start now. I'm telling you, it'll make your life so much better, especially as the seasons change and like just.
And what a better time to make a relationship with him when you don't have much to do. So
get your cozy candle.
Yeah.
Cozy candle. Your quilt.
Cozy soup.
Your cozy soup.
Spend time with the Lord, y'all.
All right. Well, where can everyone find you and stalk you and talk to you?
Oh my gosh. Please stalk me, talk to me, do all the things. So my Instagram is, I'm going to spell it out for y'all because you're never going to be able to spell
I'll link it too.
Yeah. So my Instagram is at MCKA. L-E-I-G-H-L-O-N-O-B-I-L-E.
L as in lion, O as in octopus.
Yeah, so at McKaylee Lonabelle, and then please just follow my podcast. I'm really trying to grow it and just get the word out about the Lord right now. So follow my podcast, Keeping It Real Podcast. Keeping it real.
The cool kids say keeping these days.
The cool kids, y'all. So just follow me there. I don't really post much on TikTok, but you'll find it if you want to. So
I feel like you post every day.
No, not on TikTok. I'm trying to be cool, guys. It's not working out so well, but I'll get there.
You're cool. It's okay. Go follow her, go listen to her podcast, and also tag us in your stories listening if you love the episode. Yes,
tag us.
Mm-hmm. And share this episode with a friend as well. If you have a friend who's maybe struggling with anything we talked about in the show today, rejection, worthiness, making friends,
finding a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Literally just be like, this episode sounds so good. It's such a good episode. Like, you don't have to say like, oh, I thought about you.
I thought about you in the rejection part of the show.
Yeah, they'll get it. They'll get it when they listen.
Literally, me and McKaylee just seen each other podcast and we're like, it's changed my life.
Changed my life. It's so good.
So yeah, if you think it'd help someone in your life, send it to them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Love y'all. Stay healthy, be human, keep being amazing. You're here for a reason and God loves you. Bye.
Oh, yes.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
New Jersey's got a lot of historic wows, from Victorian beach towns to Revolutionary War battlegrounds. Explore wow after wow at more than 463 historic landmarks. In museums, lighthouses, and over 58 state and national parks. It's one wow after another, you get it. Find your wow at visitnj.org/history. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.